It hasn't been an easy ride for Iraq's politicians to win over people's hearts and minds. So they're doing everything they can to secure votes in the upcoming elections. And as it is the case these days, social media plays a huge part in the campaign. More than 60% of Iraqis are online and active on social media.
Because it's the easiest and the cheapest way to reach to the people. And especially we can choose young people, women, and people they cannot offer maybe to have good electricity to watch TV all the time.
But after the 2019 anti-government demonstrations that saw hundreds of protesters killed, the real challenge is convincing people to cast their votes.
So we are using also social media to encourage people to go to vote, because this is number one. Before we ask them to whom they vote, we ask them to go and vote.
But there is resistance. Some social media influencers are calling for a boycott of the elections because they say politicians need to have better policies to tackle Iraq's challenges. Ali Fadhil, a famous satire show presenter with hundreds of thousands of followers, is one of them. He's using social media to promote his anti-election stance.
The more we criticize the candidates, the more they're going to push back and try different ways to win. I'm therefore very pessimistic about the outcome, and when I tackle this issue, I'm not going to vote and will call on people to boycott.
Social media is playing a crucial role in the race to get votes during this elections. It's an extension of the more traditional campaign, like this, where pictures and posters of the candidates are put across the city. But many Iraqis are angry at their politicians for failing to provide services and create jobs. So winning them over will likely prove a difficult task. We asked Iraqis in Baghdad if social media has been effective in changing their minds during this campaign.
I don't see any influence for social media on our decisions. Our generation is mature enough to know who's good and who's bad. We saw what happened in the October 2019 protests and the price we paid.
Social media is very effective. We can watch and differentiate between candidates who deserves and who doesn't.
Social media is much more important than TV and newspapers. But our problem in Iraq is that our social media is partisan. Just as a country, it's divided into parties, sects, and paths.
This adds to the challenges that independent candidates face in every election, in a country where politicization and divisions make it difficult to get their message across. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.